This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the Mahayuti government has worked relentlessly for the development of Marathwada region of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Nanded, Mr. Modi said that in the last 2.5 years, the Marathwada region has seen investment of more than 80,000 crore rupees. He highlighted 11 irrigation projects in the region. He also emphasized key developments like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, Rail Coach Factory, Logistic Park, Samruddhi Highway, Shaktipeeth Expressway and new flights from Nanded to Delhi and Adampur, expressing confidence in the creation of numerous local employment opportunities. The Prime Minister also accused Congress for playing politics on OBC and said they are trying to eliminate the identity of OBC and dividing them into different castes. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both the NDA and India blocs are making whirlwind tours across the state to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Congress leader Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, anti-Dalit and anti-tribal. Mr. Shah also held a roadshow this evening at Jamshedpur. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized BJP tax policies and accused its leadership of favoring capitalists over the poor. Addressing an election meeting at Baghmara in Dhanbad, Mr. Gandhi said only the constitution can protect the interests of the poor and Dalits. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today emphasized that research and innovation, in a sense, are key to the attainment of the goal of a developed nation. Addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar highlighted how high the country ranks in the field of research and innovation, which will define its prowess to the global community. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also emphasized that investment in education is the most impactful way to serve society as it enriches human resources and secures both our present and future. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that a target has been set for public sector banks to lend 5.75 lakh crore rupees to MSMEs for this financial year. The minister was speaking at the National MSME Cluster Outreach Program organized by SIDBI in Bengaluru. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorists in Sopore town of Baramulla district today, while two to three other terrorists were still trapped there. Officials said a fierce gunfight broke out between the security forces and terrorists in the Rampura locality of Sopore this evening. Civil Aviation Secretary Vamlan Mangwalnam has suggested that air traffic controllers should look at the use of new technologies to further streamline air traffic movements in the Indian airspace. He added that generative artificial intelligence can play a significant role to streamline air traffic movements. Seven Indian institutions have secured a place in the top 100 of the QS World University Rankings Asia 2025. India is home to two universities in the top 50 and seven in the top 100, with the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, leading at 44th place. The Ministry of Education said in a statement that this addition highlights India's impressive upward trajectory in higher education across the continent. In Pakistan, at least 25 people, including 14 soldiers, have been killed after a bomb exploded at a railway station in the Balochistan province. Over 50 people were injured in the blast, which happened as a popular morning train was about to leave Quetta station in southwestern Pakistan for Peshawar. A separatist militant group, the Balochistan Liberation Army, said it carried out what police are deeming a suicide attack. Prominent Indian musicians Ricky Cage and Anushka Shankar have earned Grammy nominations for the 67th Grammy Awards. Ricky Cage, a three-time Grammy winner, received his fourth Grammy nomination for his album Break of Dawn in the Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album category. Anushka Shankar, renowned sitarist and composer, was also nominated in the same category. India's Pankaj Advani has won IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-up format title. He defeated England's Robert Hall in the final clash of the tournament at Doha in Qatar this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.